Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how important it is to have a game plan and how to create one for yourself. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second and talk about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. We're really excited to be offering this, guys. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at this for a while and you're looking for some ways to expand. All you have to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch with you to help you get started.
Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day. The middle of the week. I don't like the middle of the week.
Do you?
Yeah, because I feel like it's going to kind of roll into what we're talking about today, our game plan. That's the day for my weekly game plan that I really say, okay, I'm either on time or I'm behind, and I have to step it up to get it done.
Okay. I was actually thinking about that yesterday. Saturday mornings are my favorite day.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been checking out on Saturdays.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but Saturdays from about 8 to noon, that's my time. It just, something about it. I'm cranking stuff out.
Yeah. We're about to go into T-ball, and that commissioner called and said, hey, I noticed on your son's application that you'd be an assistant coach. Well, you've got too many kids and not enough coaches. You want to be a head coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm taking on a 6U team.
Does 6U, I don't know.
Six
and under. Jackson going to be on your team?
Yeah, he's going to be on, he has to be on my team.
Okay, well,
that's the only thing I don't like about it. Because
you don't want him on your team?
No, I would love to coach my son. I mean, that's obvious. On the same token, though, I kind of got him into sports so they could actually be around other parents and kind of have somebody else coach him.
Mm.
Because in life, you know, your dad's not going to be your boss.
Well, he might. Yeah. In this situation, it might be. He may be in the land business.
He could be. I mean, they're still too young to know what they're going to do when they grow up.
Yeah, that's true.
And Jordan's soccer team, though, that's the bad thing, is because they both play games on the same day. So I have Jordan playing soccer, I have Jackson playing T-ball. So it's going to be interesting.
So how do you decide? Which kid do you love more? Whose games do you go to?
I have to go to Jackson's because I'm the coach. And then opening day is the day of the meetup.
Yeah.
And so I'm missing both opening days. And I told the commissioner, I said, I'd love to, but I feel bad being the coach and not being able to show up.
Yeah.
And he's like, we'll work with you and see what we can do.
All right, fun times.
Yeah, I mean, the meetup, we keep getting people signing up, and I think we've actually sold off the room for what we originally planned for. Yeah. And so it's extremely close. I think I had two people that haven't signed up that said they were going to, that sells out the room we originally planned for. So I have to call that back, call the lady back, see if she can expand this. I know she said she had some overflow room. So.
Nice.
So that's good. So, I mean, if you are planning on coming to the Texas Land Investors Live meetup with the Casual Friday guys, book now so we have that book soon, because we need to get them, let them know that we're bringing a bigger party.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
I'm also excited. It's becoming very real because it's so soon.
Yeah. You know, we talk about before, today's the show is what's your game plan? And, you know, we put a game plan together for this when we had this idea presented to us. You know, originally it started with,
did we put a game plan together, or were you like, hey, guess what? Signed us up to do a live event.
Yeah, that was our game plan. I had to notify you. That was check notified.
That was your game plan. My game plan was, better call in sick that day.
Yeah, nope, you have to be there. No, it's going to be fun, though. We've got people checking in from California, Pennsylvania. I mean, we're going to have the longest travel award. We're going to have a trophy for that. So somebody's going to win it. I'm curious if who's going to win it. I think we had some Wisconsin and some Michigan people show interest, too.
Are you going to GPS their address to the event?
We're going to do it at the show.
Okay. Oh, at the show.
Yeah, we're going to do it at the show.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do that part of the live podcast we're going to have there.
All right. Sounds fun.
Yeah. So let's talk about game plans in our business. And you do a little bit more planning than I do, I think. From the, I don't know what, I want to say the standpoint of write it down, the goal, like when you go to like a coach, they tell you how to write stuff down. You tend to do that a little bit more than me. But I think we both know exactly what we want our business to do and what we need to do that. So let's talk about how you kind of line up your years.
Yeah.
How you do it a year in advance.
Right. Yeah. So for me, from my standpoint, you need to have something that you write down.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have something that you can constantly review so that way you know if you're staying on track or not. And so when I create my goals at the beginning of the year, I kind of say what I want to do, how much money I want to make, and how many deals I want to do. And then the planning comes in of how am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Right? How am I going to make that much money? How am I going to do that many deals? And it all boils down to writing it down. Mm-hmm. Right? And then and when I say write down, I don't mean just write, well, I'm going to do this amount of deals. All right? I mean,
so I can't write down, I'm going to make $1 billion on accounts.
I guess you can put it on your dream board, but that ain't going to get it done.
It's not going to get it done.
No, what I mean is if you're going to buy 5 deals in the first 2 months, you need to know how much mail you're going to put out.
Okay.
All right. And
so
then
with your numbers and you're going to buy 5 deals, what do you think you need to send out in a lot?
I pretty consistently from around 1,250 offers, I can get 5 to 7 deals.
Oh, wow. You do a little bit better than that. I'm a little bit more, a little bit different shot.
Yeah. I mean, you're in that. When I'm pricing for cash flow, you know, it seems like the counties that I mail to for that, they're more susceptible to these kind of offers.
Yep. Okay.
But I even go as far as writing down for the entire year when I'm going to mail.
Okay.
So I know exactly which dates I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I watch that. Like, it doesn't do you any good to just write it down and forget about it. I constantly review it. I'm saying, on this date, I will be on offers to owners ready to mail. And if that day's coming and I'm not ready, then I need to get ready.
Yeah. So do you adjust that date ever, or do you just make sure you're ready for it?
I would adjust it depending on some factors. Like if I all of a sudden I ran out of money and okay. it's come mail time,
yeah.
I obviously wouldn't be able to mail unless I change the game plan, which mm-hmm. is I'm out of money to buy deals. So maybe I need to come up with some cash. Mm-hmm. So do a mailer for a big flip and then have my money partner in place.
Yep. No, I get that. Okay. So far have you hit all your deals or your goals so far this year?
So far, yeah. So far? Yeah, I mailed late December.
Okay.
And I have bought deals and I've sold.
You sold all those deals, didn't you?
I have sold, yeah. I only have one property right now. It's a big one. But let's see. I am actually mailing tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's been on the calendar for a while now, and that's going to be I'm actually going to do a big mailer
okay.
and a cash flow mailer
Uh-oh.
At the same time.
Okay. Have you picked a you can test what counties?
No, I'm not taking what counties.
Come on.
Nah. But this should be a good one. I'm going to some places I've never been.
Okay.
I'll tell you where. I'm going to go, not the counties, but I'm going to Washington and maybe Oregon.
Okay. Okay. Good Pacific Northwest. Man, we had a great deal in Arizona this past week. We bought some properties there. We funded and they sell really quick, and I just don't get it. Like I hate desert properties. Like I think they have a beauty all their own, but I guess it's just not for me. And it's done really well.
It doesn't have to be.
I know.
I know you said you got to be passionate about where you're mailing, or else you won't enjoy it. But
yeah,
are you passionate about making money?
Are you passionate about those zeros?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it all boils down to. Like people, you don't like it, but people do like those properties.
Yep.
I've never had a problem selling one.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And I guess the snowbirds, you can buy those properties in the winter, they stay active. So, you know, working backwards from that goal that you wrote down, you know, you have to be, we always talk about honest conversations with yourself. And a lot of people, you know, let's face it, we lie to ourselves. We bullshit ourselves into believing whatever excuse that is we're going through. And we do that, I think, too often. And so have those honest conversations and work backwards from your goal. For me, like with Plum, because we've got a couple different sides of our land business going. So with Plum, my goal is 2 deals a week. I want to buy 2, sell 2, which sounds that's pretty easy, Justin, to do. You know, we fund and look through a lot of properties, but over the last, say, I want to say last 3 weeks, we're averaging 50 plus deals coming in to look at.
Yeah. Well, saying you're going to buy 2 and sell 2 is easy, right? But if you don't put a plan in place to do that,
yeah,
then that's not going to get done, right? So you're not going to buy 2 if you don't mail.
Yep.
If you don't take the time, put a plan in place to pick a county and to mail that county.
Yeah.
And you're not going to sell 2 if you don't put a plan in place to sell them.
Right? Yeah.
You don't have your Craigslist marketing on point. You don't have your Facebook. You don't have anything on point.
Yep.
It's not going to get done.
No, you're exactly right. And that's, you know, so working backwards from that. Let's see for me on like my land business, when I want to make $10,000 a month on my land business. So what does that look like? And it may take me a couple months to get that up and running of what I need to do. So like on our house side, because our house rolls into our land business. You know, our first house came a couple thousand bucks out of it to close. The next house goes on the market. It stands to make $30,000 to $35,000. When I put those two together, divided by the 3.5 months that we've been back in the house business, it comes out to that number. Plus the land that's moving during the time. So, you know, we plan for that with our margins and then divide that margin back. So it gives us that average.
Okay. I think that's kind of round about what I do. I mean, I look for how many deals I want to do for the year, plan them out over the year, make sure I've got the money, mm-hmm. and I mail. Then I put the mail in the box that I need to get that done.
Yep. Okay. Constant reviewing your game plan. Do you check, adjust? Do you plan, do check, adjust? Do you follow that methodology, or do you do something?
Yeah, because let's just say early in the year, if I have a, I just nail it with a mailer.
Okay.
And now I'm way ahead.
Okay.
Then I'll change my goals.
When you say way ahead, you mean inventory wise or profit wise?
Let's say I want to buy 10 good deals and I end up buying 18.
Okay.
You know, so now I need to adjust.
Okay.
How I'm going to sell those, and then how many more I plan on buying for that year.
Yeah.
At that point, I'll take the time to sit down, reevaluate my goals, and then put the game plan in place.
Yep.
To get that done for the rest of the year.
I find myself, I do that at the beginning. I'm like, well, here's my plan. I do it and I nail it consistently. We hit all the targets and we do get ahead. And then, so I'm rolling into July like, what do I need to do this winter?
Well, then you should listen to this episode when we're done, because you have to
stay consistent.
You have to stay consistent. You have to reevaluate. And that's what I'm saying. Like, most people, they'll write it down, mm-hmm. you know, they'll get their goals, but then halfway through the year, right? If you've already hit your goals and you don't reevaluate, you don't write it down, you're going to get lax.
You're going to try to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's the most important thing here, is like constantly reviewing your game plan. Stay on track. Keep it somewhere that you can see it.
Yeah.
Like mine, I go over my finances every single day. I check the bank, see what's come out, see what's come in. And then the very next tab, because it's in an Excel sheet, is the game plan.
Yeah.
And I look at it. I'm like, okay, it's 2 days until we do a mailer. That's going to go out. Have we hit our Craigslist ads for the days? Are we getting the calls we need? Are we getting the sales that we need? It's constantly reviewed. That way I'm on top of it.
Yeah. I feel like your machine's probably watched a lot more than mine. I'm like, there's money there. I kind of feel like I'm lax in this part. I'm like, I'm kind of uncomfortable with this episode, because I'm like, man, there's probably shit that's a ton more than I could do.
Well, like I said, episode 22 will be the one for Justin.
Yeah, I'm learning on this one. That's the cool thing about this business is, I mean, we've said it jokingly, well, I went in July and I've hit my goals for the year, I can be lax now. No, that's, you can, or you can take the stance, and we did this early on. I did this one, you know, year one, and about halfway through, is that how far can I set myself up in this year?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I found for myself is I got so far ahead. I don't want to say so far ahead that, you know, we can live forever, but we had so much inventory and so many deal flow coming in. And we said, hey, let's start Plum. Let's just start another business. Yeah, let's flip houses again. And for me, when I get far ahead, I find that shiny object syndrome. I have to dial that back. And that's one of the things I constantly work on. But reviewing my game plan to say, okay, hey, what are those markets going to do? How far ahead are we going to be? And where am I? And I always throw everything back towards bills, but it's livability. Okay, how far can we live?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, my stretch goal is to get Kaysen through high school, like, and he's 7 months old. So
your stretch goal financially is to have enough money
that I could stop today and take care of the whole family the same way we live today and not have to do anything.
Oh, so you could essentially just retire and...
Yeah, I could retire and enjoy being a dad.
For the next 18 years?
Yeah, and then I have to go back to work.
How about you work the next 18 years?
And that's the thought. It's like, so would you really ever stop? Like, man, with as easy as it is to do this.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever stop, because I think about retirement and I think about how much work we actually put into this.
Yeah.
It's almost like semi-retirement, really.
Yeah.
And especially if you automate it, you uh-huh. put people in place, you put processes. I sometimes wonder, why isn't everyone doing it?
Yeah, and that's when we talked about Jen, that's what she chose to do. She said she was talking to her husband about it. He's like, well, why doesn't everybody do this then? She's like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out what it is. And I had to explain to her is the knowledge you've gotten through the different education courses, the consulting, and figuring out your process, which best works for you to generate the deals, to sell the deals, to make a profit. That's what you get paid off of, is that knowledge that you created for yourself. And so we hear the cliche term that I think is out there is knowledge is the new currency. Mm-hmm. It's true in this situation. That's how you're cashing in on it.
Yeah. I think another good reason, because no one even knows about land investing.
Yeah.
I mean, did you know before I told you,
You said, hey, we're selling our Amazon business. I'm going to start getting back into real estate. I was like, okay, cool. We're going to do this together. You're like, no. And I'm like, okay, cool. And you saw the look in my eyes and just like this poor puppy being defeated. And you're like, I mean, you can do it too, but.
No, that's not how it was.
That's exactly how it was. It was at my kitchen table.
And it was not that way. And here's why
I cried. That way. No, you didn't want to be my partner anymore.
it's because we're so different in it.
Yeah.
I have the way I want to do it, and you have the way you want
yeah.
to do it, right? And so it works out so much better. Even though we do work a lot, we still talk every day, and I know all your deals, you know basically all mine. I
mean, yeah. Our business are separate.
Right.
And it's because I don't go through every tab on my Excel workbook.
You should. You should be watching your game plan, staying up on it, adjusting, going and...
I'd love to disagree with you on this. I really would. And I'm disagreeing because of my actions, not because of the actually thing what you're telling me to do. It's you know, like, really, I should get better at that. Like, I'm really organized. Like, and I tell you what I have, like, we talked about this the other day. Every one of my business has a different LLC. My land business is probably the messiest one of all of them because, like, and we talked about is like the expenses and everything. Every other one of the businesses, I can tell you to the penny where it's at and when it goes out. And I do exactly what you say on, you know, the house projects. I know everybody on that, the apartment complex we flip, Plum. I can tell you where every dollar, cent, penny to the dime is and where it's moving, how the deals are flowing. My land business, because I guess it's kind of the catch-all for everything else that doesn't fall into the other projects. It doesn't, like, I'm like, man, there's so much going in and out that I haven't automated it. And I can't keep up with it. Like, I'm like, ugh. It comes fun. I keep up with it monthly. I come back and do my profit and loss statement for it and take care of the expenses there.
Well, at least you're doing that.
Yeah. I think it's because we got started. And that's the thing is when we got started, it was just get started, you know. Mm-hmm. So I may have had to put a recurring thing on a personal credit card because I didn't have a land new credit card. I have a land new credit card. The land new credit card takes on, you know, the stuff now, but, you know, it's moving everything and getting it all moved around where it's all in one place.
Well, like I said, episode 22.
This one's for me.
Take some notes.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to it and say, okay, where, and like be honest with myself and say, okay, hey, where can you get better?
Maybe I'll let you edit this one so you have to listen to it like 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
No, nope, that's what you signed up for.
I don't know if I signed up
you
for
that.
You
said I'm the tech guy for, I think, like 3 podcasts ago. I think we haven't recorded that you said that.
All right. I'll go back and edit that out. okay, well, let's call it there. It's getting kind of long. You have anything else you want
to? No, I would ask you though, what for a new land investor, somebody starting out that's listening to the show, what's one piece of advice? What's one goal you would write down and make sure you hit it?
Let me think about that for a second.
Okay. I mean, and the reason I ask that is because everybody that we hear on podcasts, people talk really high level podcasts because everybody's looking for that answer, and we tend to kind of skate over that. But I want to give somebody a goal for them to work for.
I think I would tell them to be really honest with yourself and okay. say, where do you want to be at the end of the year realistically?
Okay.
Right. If you have $1,000
okay.
getting started, then I would say your game plan, your goal needs to be to increase your cash financial war chest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then write down how you're going to do that.
Okay.
And we talked about it in the last episode. It's as easy as buying over the county.
Over the counter.
Over the counter, put it on eBay and building your war chest. Mm-hmm. But then write down how you're going to do that and how many times you're going to do that. If you know that the average profit is like $300, mm-hmm. $400, how many of those do you need to do to get to where you're going to be? And
okay.
knowing that it takes some time to buy and yeah. sell those, right? So I would say January 1st, I'm going to make 10 offers mm-hmm. on over-the-counter properties.
Mm-hmm.
60 days from there, right?
Yeah.
Roughly 60
yeah,
days.
Roughly 60.
I'm going to start putting those on eBay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna, and you do that like for like that leg of our business. Our goal is okay. Every we do it on the first day of the month, the first week of the month, we make our offers to buy, and we line up all our auctions for the month. Mm-hmm. It's all automated. Drops every 5 days.
Yeah. And then you start in January, so come April or May, you've got your next goal is I'm gonna take that cash. I'm either gonna do it again or I'm gonna buy wholesale.
Okay.
And be realistic. Like I'm going to have this amount of money, and so on May 1st. I'm going to buy a wholesale property for X amount of dollars.
Yep. Okay. No, I like it. I like that. So give yourself target dates and know there's some time involved. Don't be so, okay, January 1st, I'm going to do this, February 1st, I'm going to do this, because there is going to be some target times that we have to hit because of redemption period.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a race. This is a business.
Yeah.
No real business is built into mega money over a couple of months.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. It said fast money is bad money.
Like, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think that we need to remember that and you know it's that snowball up. They were snowballing the business up and ramping it up. So you know, take your time. It will hit a point where it's gonna blow up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have a couple big deals and you're gonna go, wow, now I can actually do something in my business.
Yeah. Okay, let's call it right there.
Okay.
Just a couple things before we go. We talked about this last time, I'll tell you about it today also. But tickets are still available for our meetup with the Texas Land Investors Live. If you haven't heard about it yet, I don't know how that could be, but we are hosting an event on March 2nd here in Fort Worth at Topgolf. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to go over all things land related. We'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We've got guest speakers. We've got a live podcast. And then we're going to end the day with a two-hour Top Golf social. You can get all the information on our Facebook page at Casual Fridays, REI. And while you're there, make sure you like the page. Then go over to Instagram. Give us a follow there. And last but not least, go over to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. And like, rate, and subscribe to the show. Okay, guys, that's it. We will talk to you on Friday. Thank you.
Thank you.